Hayes Graveyard, been a while since they've had a show. The Pedal Shop, Fried Stripped Beer, the Hebops, Chances Are, and Aim Your Arrows. This is happening at Smalls, and again, it is a fundraiser for the Matrix Theater. Nick Pivot's got a show. He's always a fun one at O'Mara's on 12 Mile in Berkeley with the 99ers. That's happening Saturday and should be a good time. I want to remind you that at the Whitney, the garden party is happening tonight. Whew, how much more did I miss? David Gerald has got a couple of shows. They are going to be at the Buy Michigan Fest on Saturday in the morning, but they're also playing the Greektown Casino on Friday night. Nice to see them having a couple of gigs. It's another great band from Detroit. There are so many great bands from Detroit that you should get out and support. Because without your support, live music doesn't happen, and bands fall apart, venues close up. So let's listen to a little bit more of this Howling Diablos. I think we got about 30 seconds before we go live in the studio with Emily Rose. Remember, you're in Detroit. Be proud of the music. Okay, we are good to go. Mr. White's still out in the studio talking with Emily Rose. She's been on the road for the last couple of months, doing some touring and that, and so it's nice to have her have a chance to get into the studio with us. Maybe I could play a little bit more music while we finish off. Emily Rose is coming live. How about tonight happening over at... the New Center Park, we've got a jazz band called the Scott Grinwell Band. It's about a two-minute tune, and we're going to listen to Brush Fire while we finalize the details with Mr. White. On WHFR Dearborn. We're back to Sister of Your Sunshine Vapor. I didn't delete the last set before I talked, so I think we're just going to bring this down and we're going to bring up the mics because we're good to go in the studio with Emily Rose. Are you ready, Mr. White? Hi. You're listening to WHFR. This is Motor Live Drive, where we feature a live band in the studio. This is, I believe, our 211th in the last 4.5 years. And Emily Rose, this is our second visit here to the studios. And are you ready, Mr. White?
Now we are ready. I had to race across the studio to get here in time. But we are now ready to go. We're on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And today we have a return visit from Emily Rose in our Live Drive at 5 studios. Emily, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, you're just barely there. We'll tune you up a little bit.
Thank you. Please. Oh,
there you go.
Thank you.
Hello, Emily. How are you doing today?
Hi. Very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, it's so good to see you again.
It's good to be here again. And it's looking very nice here as well.
Oh, It's always so it's so glamorous here at the Live Drive at 5. So.
It is. The walls are the color of banana cream pie.
Ooh, yummy.
Well, before we get too hungry, why don't we have some music from Emily Rose?
Sure. Okay, this first song I'm going to play is called Cellophane, and it's the first track on my new album.
The night wears the sky like a leather coat. Hooligans hide in her pockets. Society swallows a sedative, afraid of their dreams. Rhythm gives lovers a purpose while being reduced to a slave of the tongue. Dying a little, synchronically, a futile attempt to stay. We are all bankrupt and on the bench, bathing in feces, denying a stench, buying the box just for the cellophane. Blue pages, bird cages, bowling pins, byproducts of discipline. When love comes to tickle your forehead, thoughts melt like snow. We're far from the fire, but primal patterns hardwired, shedding the fur of our ancestors, took us so long. We are all bankrupt and on the bench, bathing in feces, denying a stench, buying the box just for the cellophane.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
You've got such a melancholy sound to your music.
Thank you.
But, yeah, in fact, it's great to have you back. In fact, you've been, you can talk.
Oh, I was hoping I could hear myself a little bit louder.
Okay, we can take care of that. We can fix that as we go. Mark, are you
turn up
ahead.
The headphones?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Oh.
Sorry to play diva here.
Well, it's nice to have you back in the studio.
Thanks, Margaret.
And you have a new CD?
I do.
And it's called Porch Light Tragical?
That's right.
Tragical.
Mm-hmm.
And then songs written under synthetic moonlight.
Correct.
Your use of language is so visual and interesting.
Thanks.
So...
I appreciate that.
You've been on the road traveling and
yes.
I know we're friends on Facebook, and every once in a while you'll post something from where you're at.
Thanks.
So you've been getting around. It's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took a 6-week tour this summer out west, and I went to the desert. It was kind of like a 40 days, 40 nights desert tour thing. It was really great. It was really hot also. So.
I guess so. Yeah, lately it's been so warm, and if you go out in the desert, what more can you ask for? Right?
I know. Well, it's a different kind of heat out there. And I had some really terrific experiences, but I also had some pretty rough ones. Like, I got a heat rash up. Both of my feet were covered in heat rashes.
And that's important. You always perform barefoot.
Yeah, so that didn't look too good. They were like, can you please put your shoes back on, miss? Or some socks or something.
Well, what can you do? You just got to be you.
Exactly.
But, in fact, you said you were out in Las Vegas and mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah, I went a couple places. I started in Wisconsin and then Minneapolis, down to Nebraska, Denver, and then went to Las Vegas. It's the furthest west that I got. Yeah, it was pretty beautiful.
Oh, well, that's really good. It's good that you're spreading the Emily around.
Yeah, it was my first kind of solo tour, too, that I just went on my own.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a big step for a girl to do.
It kind of is.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you good what, why you. Don't we take another big step, and sure. Could you have some more music?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I was going to do an older one of mine called Eggs and Bacon that I probably did here last time.
Yep. Yes, you did.
Okay.
A bird trapped in a cage. I feel unwelcome here. I feel estranged. I feel I'll always be in the corner of a many things between us obstructing your view. I feel like I'll never really have you. I feel like a side dish. I'm poisoning your plate, and she's your eggs and bacon, baby. She's your chocolate cake, and she is the force behind everything you do. No, I'll never really have you. And it's only a matter of time before she returns and I quietly and it seems futile. But for you, I could delay the inevitable. Thank you. like a side dish. Hell, I'm poisoning your plate. And she's your eggs and bacon, baby. She's your chocolate cake. And she is the force behind everything you do. No, I'll never really have you.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds great going over the air today.
Oh, thank you.
You just sound wonderful.
Oh, man. Oh. Hi, everybody.
Now, you told us today that it's been 2.5 years since you've been here in the Live
Almost
Drive at
exactly.
5 studio.
Mm-hmm.
Almost exactly
because
2.5?
Because I came here on my 23rd birthday.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, so I'll always remember that. You know, I'll always remember it. I mean, not that it wouldn't be a memorable circumstance regardless. But so now it's August 12th will be the year and a half mark.
Well, next week. Well, it's great to have you in.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it is. And in fact, you've had so much happening since you were in the first time.
Yeah.
In fact, shortly afterwards, won at the Detroit Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
What did you win? Best songwriter?
Yep. Best songwriter for the Outstanding Acoustic. Acoustic folk category.
Yes.
And I saw you both there. Thank you for the hugs.
it was a good way to welcome you before the show.
So. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I think you guys might be my good luck charm.
We must be. I can hope so. And you were so proud of your shoes that night and then forgot to wear them when you went up on stage. So.
I have issues with footwear. It was either okay. Go barefoot or trip.
Yep. Well, yeah. Hey, you made it up there. And in fact, you won for 2 years in a row, didn't
Correct,
you?
Correct, yes. The next year, I think I wore flats. yes, I won also in 2010. Mm-hmm.
And this year, you only got nominated.
Yes, but what an honor.
Yeah. it really is, with all the great songwriters in town.
It's fantastic. There's nowhere else like here.
At the time, was the CD Porchlight Tragical out? Is it
no,
that what you were nominated
it
for?
It was not out when I was nominated. It'll be this year.
All
will
right.
Be the year for it.
So we can vote for you this year with
I
this
hope
one.
So. Right. Yeah. It just came out in May, and now that I'm back in town, I'm kind of trying to promote it the best I can and get it out there on the shelves and in your hands.
Do you have any gigs coming up?
I do have the 19th at Hatchie's in Utica, where I'm going to open for a friend, Rick Charming. He's CD release party. He's a funny guy.
Rick Charming?
Yeah. And I'm actually going to try to do a couple of his songs. Not today, but but at the show. I have a couple intimate concerts coming up that are happening, but I'm looking for more stuff right now. Looking to get out there as much as possible.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can get the word out for
Thank
Emily
you.
Rose.
I would appreciate that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, why don't we get some more music going?
Sure.
And what do you think you'd like to do for us?
Well, next I'm going to do a song called Mousetrap.
Okay.
And it's also off Porchlight Tragical.
Oh, well, we'll have to hear this.
Thank you. Downer when you
down, you were told not to cry. Can't you see? They made you sick so you would buy their medicine. Believe me, they'll keep you sick till they suck. Magazine, 'cause this is what a woman should look like. A tiny Tinkerbell jumping on a trampoline, and this is how much a man should pay his heartbeat to keep his enemies away. And this is how much a man will cover up the world's concerns. You're living in a well-decorated mousetrap. Prison cell in which the waves from your TV keep you alive. The ant farm can't seem to kill themselves. At least somebody here plans to survive. Can't you see? If you don't do anything, no. Spin, not a dollar bill. You're living in a well. You're living in a well. You're living in a well. Take a decorated mouse trap.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, you've got some very deep, deep meanings when you listen to the lyrics to the songs.
Oh, boy.
And you've also, Mr. White was commenting that in the last 2 years you've really developed a more force to your voice. You've got more strength or power, I think.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, I just keep getting, more mad.
Yeah. In fact,
more mad. Oh,
I guess madder isn't a word.
In fact, Alan.
He can't hear you.
Okay.
He's trying to fix her mic out there. So you have a show on the 19th at Hatchie's opening for Rick Charming?
Right. Yes. He's fantastic. He's exquisite. And I'm looking to book my CD release soon, so that's in the works.
We'll have to get that around.
Speaking of
your CD release, in fact, your CD's a little bit different than your live shows. You've got some extra musicians on there.
Sure, yeah. My producer, his name is Oliver Thompson. He's really fantastic. He doesn't overproduce, but he also adds like what's really, I feel, needed. And we got pretty experimental. So so some of the songs have, like different instruments on them.
Well, I'll tell you what. In fact, could we play a little bit off your brand new CD?
I would love that, yeah.
In fact, what song do you think you'd like?
Well, there's a song in there called Bath Town that I like doing it live, but I feel like the studio version is really cool.
Oh, yeah?
It's about these two people who live in Mount Clemens, Michigan, which is kind of a place that I used to live for a while. And it's like, it's their stories. And it's, the whole song's kind of about like neglect and like mixed with hope. So it's kind of neat. It's called Bathtown.
All right. Well, why don't we try that right now?
Thank you.
Here with Emily Rose.
From her sixth floor apartment, sweet Virginia sews the perfect parachute from her husband's old clothes. With her hairspray strong as elastic, she blueprints carefully a second honeymoon within her center of gravity. Hunch, her babies made more babies than forgot her like a dream. 3 more years in a bath town just might wash Virginia's conscience. Life has been no cakewalk for Walter. Roam around, he watches miracles from the bluest eyes in town. He'll sleep till the police make him leave. They'll burn the innocent to protect what they quantum physics till he found an unconcealed trapdoor. He drinks until he's forgotten he ever. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, I like the backing on that. It's so ethereal, you might say. There we go. We didn't turn. Okay, there you go.
Thanks. Yeah, he put this. He put the microphone on, and I said, let me just kind of howl a bit and go crazy.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have realized that.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
We put like a siren distortion on the vocal on the backup there to make it kind of sound like it's a siren or a howl of some sort. But yeah, that was me just kind of going nuts.
Oh.
and attempting to stay in key.
So. Oh, it sounded wonderful.
Thanks. Oh. Yeah.
In fact, it really sounds so much. Well, not so much different, but it's interesting hearing you with some accompaniment here.
Yeah, I like having the opportunity to do that because I play solo most of the time. So I try not to become too much of a control freak in the studio, but that's probably why I'm a solo artist. So, you know, I try to just relax, but I'm like, get rid of that. You know, poor Oliver's like...
Well, that's what producers are for.
Ripping his hair out. But yeah, it was a really great experience recording this album. It was just so much fun.
In fact, where did you record it?
I recorded it with Oliver Thompson, actually, at his place. He kind of has like a home studio, but you'd never guess it, you know, these days with what you can do. Mm-hmm. And he and I both played most of the instruments, but we did have a couple people come in. And one of the instruments I picked up recently is called an ebo. Have you ever heard of that?
An ebo.
Yeah, E-B-O-W. E-B-O-W.
No.
It's like this weird electronic thing that you put on your guitar and it makes it go like...
I have heard of that. Mm-hmm. And,
Yeah, so I really like playing that. The next one I was going to do for you guys actually is the song that I play the ebo on, but I'm not going to be using it today. So
okay, and is that on your new record?
Yeah, it is.
And the new record is...
It is called Porchlight Tragical.
Okay.
I'll explain the title later if you want. I know you.
Okay.
I was hoping you would.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that right after this one, I guess.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks. This is called Too Many Years Old.
Too many years old, still he manages to fly in all his dreams. Keeps a bullet in his pocket, but the shell on his tongue, 'cause he lost his sailboat to the sea. So I put my pleasure-seeking pants in the hamper again, and I took myself to the library. Took about an hour and a half to read a paragraph, 'cause I lost my sailboat. To the sea, I can't tell the difference between lonely and alone. I'm real good at making love, but I'm bad at letting love make me a home, make me a home. Consumed the meaning till the meaning lost its root and set a fire to each letter, casting down a laundry chute. I'm not a bread making joy, faking seedless fruit. Maybe an average monkey in a human suit. I will shoot all the clocks in this house and I will smash all the mirrors on your property. I'm just here for the party. I'm not here to make you believe in something I can't even see. I can't tell the difference between lonely and alone. I'm real good at making love, but I'm bad at letting love make me a home. A
Thank you. That was so nice.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Here, I'll just get you up a little bit so we can hear your voice.
That was so cute when Margaret came and took my picture when I was singing. That was so adorable.
Well, in fact, she was afraid that you're so quiet you'd hear the camera over the air.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, don't take any offense because she's a very lovely woman, but it reminded me of my mom sneaking up on me taking a picture. It was cute.
Well, she'll take that as a compliment.
Yes, please do.
Now, you've got to tell us the title of your new record.
Porchlight Tragical.
Yeah, what's it all about?
Well, what's kind of annoying is every time I type it, little red squiggly lines pop up under both words. Because apparently porchlight is not one word. It's like a compound word, or there's supposed to be a hyphen in there or a space, but I don't put a space in there. So my last album was called Cocoon Stew.
In fact, we were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. The last one had a cocoon, and this one has butterflies
on
the cover.
Well, it's moths, actually. So now I thought that I was supposed to become a butterfly. Mm-hmm. I thought that was in the works, because I was a caterpillar, and then I didn't become a butterfly after all. I became a moth, which I've been embracing. So, you know, we can't all be butterflies, okay?
No. In fact, there's nothing wrong with a moth.
No, moths are so cool.
And they're drawn to the light.
Yeah, they're drawn to the moonlight, and they take the porch light as the next best thing. So they kind of like settle on man-made light. And so a lot of the songs on this album are about society and settling into that. So like it just kind of seemed to fit the kind of somewhat melancholy but magical theme of the whole album.
I like that way to put it.
Thanks.
Yeah, the magical part.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's tragic and magical.
Yeah.
Tragedy and magical mixed into one. Tragical. I know. I might be going out on a limb on this one. What do you think? No?
No, it sounds very Emily Rose to me.
Oh, God. Yeah. So.
In fact, I've got to ask you, what's the best way for people to get a hold of Emily Rose?
Sure. I have a website, which is emilyrosemusic.com. Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, find me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/bunnymama, B-U-N-N-Y-M-O-M-M-A.
You're the bunny mama?
Yeah.
Do you still have your bunnies?
Oh, man. Well, before my tour and my travels, I adopted Maverick out and Bennett out. but to friends, so I could see them all the time. And unfortunately, one of them has made it to Bunny Heaven, Bennett Strange, so I'm going to shout out for him today. Yeah, good little rabbit.
I remember you talking about them last time you were here.
Yes, they are fun. And I'm living with a rabbit right now also named Lily, so I just really like rabbits. They make great pets. They really do. And just, I mean, they're kind of high maintenance, but it's worth it.
Well, girls can be that way sometimes.
Amen.
But why don't we have some more music?
Sure.
That's not high maintenance at all.
No. All right, I'll do something off the old CD Africa Coons do. This is called Apartment Number 2.
Perch on to newspaper, body count, new reasons to miss you. I heard a noise from across the room, a cobweb serenading, a telegram. Stopped. I made it to the floor where I paused.
always loved that one.
Oh, thanks.
You're such a storyteller.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. In fact, the descriptive quality of a cobweb serenade.
Right. I'm scared of spiders, too.
Oh, you would be.
If that tells you more about the film. I was so scared in the desert that I was going to see a tarantula and what I was going to do. I didn't spot one, so.
Well, did you find anything else out in the desert?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. There's all sorts of stuff out there. I seriously, one night, I slept under the stars on a bunk bed in the desert.
A bunk bed in the desert?
Yeah, there's like this goddess temple out there. I'm so serious. And I don't know how I weaseled my way in, but they let me stay out on this platform in the middle of the desert under the stars. It was incredible.
Now, tell me, were you on the top bunk?
Yes, there was no bottom. There was no bottom part of the bunk. It was like a platform.
Okay.
Because that way, you know, like the critters can't get to you, apparently.
That's important.
It is important, yeah, because there's snakes and all sorts of crazy stuff. But it was really wild. I saw more stars than I ever did before.
Oh, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. And then in the morning, I woke up to like a crow, like a black crow flying to the west, which, you know, I'm kind of like superstitious to a fault. And apparently that's a sign of a mystery. I don't know. It's still a mystery to me. I don't know. But they say that like when a crow flies in a certain, and you see it, it regardless like where the direction it's going in, it means something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Cool. I'll have to tell you my crow story when we're packing up.
Please.
I know you're going to be in a rush to get out of here. But,
oh, no, I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
But,
in fact, one thing I was thinking for your new record,
mm-hmm.
would you like to play anything else off your new record?
Like me play it or you play it?
Oh, I'll play it for you.
Oh, sure. Why not?
In fact, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
In fact, how about Wishing Well? Would that be a good one?
I think that'd be a really cool one because that actually features another local artist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she does. Do you know who Megan Tonjes is?
Not by name.
Oh, man. She's so good.
Well, I'll have to look her up.
You really should. She's like a singer-songwriter from around here, and she's really fantastic. So I persuaded her to come sing backup vocals on this song, and I couldn't be happier with what she did. So,
well, should we give it a try?
Please.
Singing to the holes in my window screen. And you're good at bringing me barefoot backyard daydreams. But I lost my head in a wishing well long ago. How will you wait for me to find myself counting on the same star to burn. Real slow, I paint the moon on my wall so it's always night. I can't remember at all to find myself through a blurry telescope. Are we both counting on the same star to
That's Emily Rose right here on our Motor Live Drive at 5 studio from her brand new record, Porchlight Tragical. So, and that was called Wishing Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything you want to tell us about that one song?
It's the only kind of really pretty sappy one. The others are pretty darn opinionated, okay?
Okay, if you say so. And where can people pick up those records?
Yeah, you could pick it up at, have you heard of Bandcamp? It's this website.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Everybody should know about it.
And, like, my lyrics are on there, too, if you're like, what was she saying?
And
they still won't make any sense, maybe, but, like, emilyrose.bandcamp.com. Yeah,
okay.
That's the one. So you can pick it up there.
Okay, mm-hmm. Any other places?
Well, yeah, it's always on my person. So if you ever see me,
so they can come to any one of your shows.
Yeah, you come to any one of my shows.
In fact, you've got one coming up August 19th at a place called Hatchie's.
Yeah,
and in fact, that's at 7759 Auburn Road in Utica, Michigan,
a little north of here.
Yeah,
and then, like I said, I'll be playing more locally this fall because I just got back. But also, I really like playing house shows.
In fact, what are like house shows?
Well, they're house shows.
You actually like come out and play in their living room or their backyard?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I enjoy that kind of like intimate setting.
In fact, that sounds really kind of interesting for you.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
It'd
be a great way to see you.
Yeah, Yeah, it's a good way to do it. So book me, you know, okay. Shoot me an email and I'll come play on your back porch.
They can just get on your Facebook or on your website and they can do that.
Mm-hmm. And well, we can get it going.
That sounds like it'd be fun.
I enjoy playing house shows. It's fun. Yeah, I can, you know, be as relaxed as I want to be, I guess. So.
Well, that'd be a pretty relaxing way to have a show.
It is, yeah, but so is here, actually.
We try and keep it that way. It's just like playing in our home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell you what, we've only got about, about 6 minutes left.
Okay.
And what would you like to do?
Well, I guess I could do another one off the new album. I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Cool. This is called Seven Moons.
Who's afraid of heights? You sure sleep close to the edge of your bed. For how long have you sacrificed your heart for your head? It only took me seven moons before I knew that I was the only wolf here howling. You pissed me a trail that I went following to nowhere at all. Base of my neck, it takes the snake skin. You've been waning in, it takes courage to proceed past the fear you think you need to live. Well, I'm a long ways away from and I guess that's why I am the only wolf here howling. You pissed me a trail that I went following to nowhere at all. Have better things to do than decorate the trees until they drop. The earth misses your feet sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, we just had a listener call in and say she enjoyed the show.
Oh,
and
sweet.
Thank you. We wanted to remind people that you also read poems, don't you?
I do. I'm a palmist.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it's a day job, right?
It is a day
job.
Yes. Yeah. I do palmistry and I do a little tarot reading and that kind of thing.
Where do you do that at?
I did that at the Boston Tea Room, which is a pretty fantastic place in Ferndale. There's also a location in Wyandotte. And you can get all sorts of forms of divination going on there. It's pretty neat if you're into that.
Well, we'll have to see if we can get you on Metaphysically Speaking sometime.
Oh, yeah, I'll take a look at your paws. No prob.
Okay, but right now I want to remind people you're listening to Emily Rose right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. You can catch her at Hatchie's in Utica at 7759 Auburn Road in Utica on the 19th. And you can always get her to come right out and sing at your house.
Go to Facebook, you can tell.
And, check her out. What are your websites again?
Yeah, www.emilyrosemusic.com. That's where I did my tour blog also. So there's pictures and stories from the road there.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
I'll check that out.
Please.
Okay. I just Googled Emily Rose Detroit, and they had a whole thing on videos of you and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so. There's some music videos, and I'm planning on doing some more. And recently I've been getting into like doing parodies and funny stuff, maybe a little hip-hop.
Whoa.
Well, I'm so sad all the time.
Well, you've been great having you on the air today.
Thanks for having me. It's been really fun.
Oh, it's always fun. It's every life is what you make of it. You're making it pretty good so far.
Thank you.
It's been interesting.
All right. So I want to remind people, next week we're going to have a young man named Paul Warren. He's a bit on tour with as a guitar player for Rod Stewart, and he's coming in with his own band, the Paul Warren Band, next week. So you never know what you're going to have on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Anything else you'd like to say for everybody out there, Emily?
Yeah, have an awesome day. Yeah, make it a good one, okay?
All right. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for the Old Time Radio Mystery.
Thank you.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery